QR4, so 220 to 240, then back down to 220. Ready. Christmas crackers exported to Northern Ireland must be exempt from Brexit red tape in the same way as British sausages, Tory MP and DUP politicians said on Wednesday. British cracker makers face burdensome regulations for the first time this Christmas if they want to export to Northern Ireland because of Brexit and the Irish Sea border. The dinner diversions are subject to new paperwork and testing rules because the UK left the EU on December 31 after the Brexit deal was struck on Christmas Eve last year. Northern Ireland continues to follow some single market rules, including those on pyrotechnics from non-EU countries to prevent a hard land border with the EU member Ireland under the Northern Ireland Protocol. Brexiteers in Brussels should spare crackers the onerous obligation in talks over the 2019 treaty, which the government says disrupts British trade. The European Commission said British sausages exported to Northern Ireland could have an exemption for national identity goods to save off the UK-EU sausage war. In the summer, the UK and EU teetered on the edge of a trade war over EU rules banning chilled meat from non-EU countries, which were set to come into force when a grace period to the protocol expired. Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, the leader of the DUP, on Wednesday urged the EU to agree to sensible and practical solutions over crackers, which are not widely popular in Europe. He said, "I would encourage the EU to choose this route and find outcomes which work for everyone rather than continue with an approach where they're happy to cancel Christmas just to punish the UK for Brexit. Crackers are a British tradition and should be treated in the same way as Cumberland sausages," added David Jones, the Tory deputy chairman of the European Research Group of MPs. "It's crackers because Northern Ireland is part of our own country." EU officials said crackers could benefit from simplified customs declarations under proposals for the reworking of the protocol if they stayed in Northern Ireland. Brussels has offered to dramatically cut the number of border checks on British goods to break the deadlock over the protocol, with talks expected to last until early November. Hannah Bidmead is the founder of Kent-based Nancy and Betty, which makes handmade, luxury and sustainable crackers. It supplies the House of Commons, Harrods, Claridge's and Fortnum & Mason, and delivers to Northern Irish customers. "We spend more time on paperwork and we are paying our staff, who are spending longer on doing it. And that's time that could be spent packing up other orders," she said. "We will still fulfil orders we get from Northern Ireland, but it might take us longer because of the paperwork, and we might get to the point where we need to say no when we get nearer to Christmas." Crackers exported to Northern Ireland from mainland Britain must now include labelling showing the importer's name, registered trade name or trademark, and postal address on each cracker or box of crackers. They now also need to be sent to an EU testing lab for safety checks. Before Brexit, the test could be done at a UK lab, which could certify for the whole block. Northern Irish or Irish manufacturers do not face the same requirements, handing them a potential competitive advantage. Next year, manufacturers must add the new UK conformity assessed UKCA mark to boxes, which can be displayed alongside the EU's CE conformity mark, which is needed to show a product meets the bloc's rules before export. Nancy and Betty also delivers to North America and Australia, which are the major markets for crackers outside Britain and Ireland. Brexit and its new requirements also risk damaging long-standing exports to British expats in EU countries who can face unexpected customs handling charges, Ms. Bidmead said. The entrepreneur who set up her business in 2009 said that if she was starting over, she would find the new red tape daunting and a deterrent to exporting. Mike Cherry, the national chairman of the Federation of Small Businesses, said one in five of his members had halted sales to the EU. Small businesses are expected to get across the detail of these changes and prepare while working flat out over the make or break festive season, he said. The Northern Ireland Protocol must allow pounds and ounces to be used in the province to prevent a two-speed UK, Tory Brexiteers have warned, ahead of treaty talks with the EU. Imperial measurements will not be returning to Northern Ireland under government plans to slash EU red tape because of the Brexit deal to stop a hard Irish border. Traders in Britain will be able to sell exclusively in pounds and ounces as part of the bonfire of Brussels rules, but Northern Irish shops and stalls will still have to display grams and kilograms. The Northern Ireland Protocol means the province follows some EU rules, including on measurements. Lord Frost begins negotiations with Brussels on Monday over the treaty which grants Northern Ireland access to the single market, but the UK argues disrupts trade within Britain. Sir Ian Duncan Smith, the former Tory leader, put Lord Frost under pressure to secure changes that would prevent a two-speed UK, saying Northern Ireland must be able to make the same reforms as the rest of Britain. After Brexit, the government ordered a review of inherited EU rules. The Task Force on Innovation, Growth and Regulatory Reform, TIGRR, report calls for EU measurement rules to be repealed so that traders can sell exclusively in Imperial again. The EU Weights and Measures Directive, which requires the use of metric for the sale of fresh produce, came into force in 2000 in the UK. Traders could still use Imperial, but only alongside metric, which had to be as prominent. A group of small traders, known as the Metric Martyrs, were prosecuted for selling in Imperial measures in the early 2000s. The legal battle that followed is credited with sowing the seeds of Brexit, and the campaign to pardon the Metric Martyrs continues to this day. We can see why the EU would want to insist on goods exported from Britain to the EU following their labelling rules, said Warwick Cairns from advocacy group the British Weights and Measures Association. But when it comes to how people buy, sell and measure goods within the UK, we can't see how it affects them or why they would expect to set the rules. Sir Ian, an author of the TIGRR report, said, "All of the things we do here in the UK on the GB side must also be relevant to those who live in the United Kingdom on the Northern Ireland side." On that basis, the TIGRR report is aimed at the whole of the United Kingdom and not just GB. And I made that point, obviously, to Lord Frost, he said. Northern Irish farmers will be unable to benefit from British plans to introduce gene editing in crops because it is effectively banned in the EU and treated as genetically modified food. A more risk-based approach for chemicals regulation, nutraceutical supplements and animal feed nutrients would also be impossible under the terms of the treaty, which was signed in 2019. Lord Frost will demand in the upcoming talks that Brussels allow the return of free movement of British pets in Northern Ireland, which is limited because the province follows EU animal health rules. The European Commission has offered to dramatically reduce Irish sea border checks, but nothing to curb onerous and expensive travel of dogs, cats and other pets. The UK wants the European Court of Justice stripped of its role in Northern Ireland, but Brussels insists it is a prerequisite for single market access.